Gather round, my weary friends, and I will tell you a tale. A tale so deliciously poignant, it is sure to scrape your nails from their beds and send your mind gallivanting into a fearsome catacomb of debauchery. We lay our scene late December, with the unseasonable rain prickled delicately and formed lingering droplets on my forearms. The air was crisp, as though an ice maiden herself had ordered it to be so. Rain-trodden, I came upon the lights of my local grocer. As usual, King Street was alive with possibility and the promise of cured meats, marinated herrings, and mead. This particular night reminded me of the old country, a country I have never come from. Entering the grocer, a man exiting smiled at me, flicking his damp umbrella alive as he stepped outside. Decorations of merriment littered my view as my gullet growled in anticipation. I walked the aisles, peering past elderly women buying biscuits, men with fabulous moustaches picking out fancy waters, and chattering young ladies giggling at personal items. The choice this night would be a difficult one. Roasted chicken aromas filled my nostrils from one side, frozen meals on t'other, promising nutrients whilst offering no more than hot air. I did what any disconcerting tattooed woman would in such a pickle. Closed my eyes, spun three times, and pointed. My finger came to the aisle of bittersweetness, foiled packages with letters of glittering savour. I was so close now, so close to ending the quandary of my appetite and appeasing the ambrosia my taste buds so sorely needed. I closed my eyes again and pointed. This time my answer lay before me in the film of familiar red paper, holding the contents of my would-be dinner. I gathered several in my shaking hands and took them to the register, paid, and made my way home. And that's the story of how I had Kit Kats for dinner. Cheers.